race impacts have impacted me almost daily from the beginning, I think, from the beginning of my realization of race. There are always several little slights, like when you're on an elevator and some older person kind of clutches themselves and makes sure they have a hold of themselves, as if you're going to rob or, you know, threaten them or steal from them or something. I've had people who tell me that I speak so well for, you know, a black person, or that they're really shocked that I went to college and I'm the product of a single parent home, and with the assumption that the reason why I am a product of this single parent home is that my mother was unmarried, not that she was a widow. When I was attending bar once, not too long ago, as a part-time job, in addition to my Duke job, someone overheard me have a conversation about my graduate school classes and couldn't believe that I was in graduate school. And then he asked, where? Central? Now, Central's a great school, has a wonderful law program, has a lot of really good things, but the idea that he would assume that I was a Central student because I was black was an affront to me. And when I said no, after a couple of choice words, I'm at Duke, and he said, really? And he was very shocked, and he said, really? And I said, yes. Why? Because I'm black. You assume that I went to Central, and I can't be a student at Duke. And he just seemed very shocked. But he was a new face in the crowd, and eventually we became friends. But just things of this nature, people finding out that I work for an ambassador and that I've traveled the world or that I've gotten outside of my fishbowl, it's very disheartening. Things like that happen all the time. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.